What an incredible story. And the amazing thing is that it's just one story of many. And if you have the opportunity to encounter someone who's been through Financial Peace University, and it looks like we're going to show the story again, just kind of in the backdrop here. But if you have the opportunity to encounter someone who's been through it, you're going to hear another story just like it. It's amazing. It's just life-changing. It really is. And I know sometimes we throw that around with a lot of different things, but this is one of those things that is life-changing. And so if you're here and you're, even if you're like, I'm not really sure, listen, at least check it out. At least take the time to investigate it. And you can find the information on our events page, on our web page. You can find the information on our Facebook page. If you go to our Facebook page, you go to events. You can, and just at least follow up with Vinny. Let him talk to you about it. It's so much more than what you probably think it is. And the impact is far greater than you probably think it could ever be. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Chris. I'm the lead pastor here at Hoboken Grace. And as we come to this Sunday, it's kind of a unique Sunday because last week we wrapped up this conversation that we've been in called In the Meantime. And Jason kind of closed that out for us last week. And in a few weeks, we're kicking off a brand new conversation called Circles, which I'm unbelievably excited about. I hope that you guys have been praying about, like we talked about a couple weeks ago, that you guys have been praying about the fall and praying about the people that you're going to invite to be a part of that. We're going to be looking at community and how community isn't found, but it's created, and how we bring that into one another's lives, and how we love each other in that, and looking at loneliness and relationships and all of the things that get wrapped up in community, and how do we navigate those? How do we thrive in those? And so that's going to be coming up in just a couple weeks. I hope that you guys are preparing for that, looking forward to that. But as we're kind of in between series, what we want to do is we want to take just a couple weeks and talk about the future and to look forward to the future and look at what God's doing and look at what God's doing inside of our family and the amazing ways that he's allowing us to be able to impact people's lives. How many of you guys were part of One Day yesterday? Right? Just cheer. Yeah. Man, yesterday was amazing. We had our biggest One Day ever, over 200 people serving and loving all throughout our city. It was awesome to talk to people who weren't part of One Day because as I encountered them during the day, they're like, you guys are just everywhere. How many of you are there? Every time I turn around, I see there's just another group working somewhere, doing something, and to be able to hear what's coming, all of the feedback that we're getting from the organizations that we were able to serve, it was just awesome. And for us, from the beginning, from the day we started, we set out with a mission to help people find their way back to God. And a huge part of that is just asking over and over and over again, okay, how can we impact more people? How can we love more people? How can we let more people know how God loves them, how God cares about them? And so whether it's One Day or what we're going to be celebrating, looking at today, it's just been amazing how God has opened doors for us to be able to do that more and more. And today we have a really special opportunity because some of you know, but many of you probably don't, that for the past year, we've had an individual who's been serving on our team as a church planting intern. And for those of you who don't know that term, a church plant is basically a church that starts with just a few group of people or a core people, and it begins to build. Believe it or not, Hoboken Grace was once just five people. And we planted this church to be able to impact the city. And for the last year, an individual has been serving as a part of our team as a church planting intern and dreaming about and praying about and looking at, okay, how can we impact the people in the backside of Jersey City? And this morning, I'm excited to let you know that we're going to get the opportunity to be able to hear from him and to hear about how we can be praying for him, about what he's going to be doing, about how he got to this point and what God's doing in his life and what God's doing in that community as they look forward to the future. And so would you guys welcome Paul Menensala to the stage? Let me just pray for Paul real quick before he takes us through the morning. Father, I thank you so much for Paul. I thank you for the journey that he's been on. I thank you for just how you've led him and guided him. I look forward to this morning. I look forward to hearing about his story and hearing about how you've led him to this point. And Father, we're just grateful that we get to be a part of his life, and grateful that that we get to be part of what he's doing and what you're doing in Jersey City. In Jesus' name, amen.
ready. So this is what this looks like, huh? All right. I am super excited to be here. Thank you for Pastor Chris, just the opportunity for this past year has just been incredible. Walking through the meetings and working alongside the people, the staff of Hoboken Grace, the teams here that serve, and just seeing how people fight for those in their neighborhood and just learning. It's just all these things, and what Pastor Chris is talking about is getting me all nostalgic, actually. You know, making me think about the first time I walked through these doors. I remember my wife and I were, we heard about this church from a friend. We were talking about a friend about Jersey City, and they said, you should check out Hoboken. Hoboken Grace is doing some work. And so we visited, and I remember we parked, I think, on like 5th Street. And it was, I think God was really with us because I found a spot immediately. It was a good day. And I remember, we need some coffee. So we went to Washington Street, and we got some coffee at Starbucks, and we walked through these doors. And then we saw that there was free coffee and free bagels. And I remember my thought was, okay, yeah, I think this is going to work. You know, I feel like they understand what's important to me. Because I was that kid that was growing up that got really excited about going shopping in the wholesale stores because of all the free samples and making all those rounds. But I mean, there's a lot of things that really drew us back. I remember that first Sunday that we attended, there was actually a baptism. And I don't know if you know what a baptism is or what that looks like, or if you've ever seen one of those celebrations here with Hoboken Grace, but it's basically an outward declaration, outward expression of what God does inside of our hearts and the new life and what that looks like. And I remember, because I grew up going to church and I kind of had an expectation of what this is going to be like, but this place was so loud. It was a different kind of celebration. And the fact that I'm saying it's loud is saying something, because I grew up in a Filipino home where there's all this karaoke in one corner and loud talking and laughing in this corner. But seeing that kind of celebration in the context of just someone taking the step of baptism is so, so incredible. It just drew us in. You know, it made me maybe want to be a part of that party, part and join in and see what is this all about, you know? And even beyond that, there are other things that drew us in, that things like yesterday, seeing all types of people all across this city, just loving, just serving, doing whatever they can to love the people around them. I saw that week after week. We just tried to attend every service that we could. And whether it's, you know, taping down the cables with the production team, or heading out a granola bar to make somebody smile on their way to work in the morning, or the huge events the Hoboken Grace did, like one day, or the Easter egg hunt, just seeing, you know, how you fight for people, the passion that you have, was incredible. And even seeing, working alongside the people in the office and seeing that same passion, that desire to learn, that the passion for their city and their neighbors, just seeing the kind of the consistency was really, really amazing. And what ended up happening for me, because I'm not from Hoboken, you know, I was born in Christ Hospital. I grew up in a church that my dad started downtown in Jersey City, when downtown Jersey City looked a little bit different than it does today. And it just made me jealous for my city, you know, because Jersey City is home for us. I mean, for my wife, when she came from the Philippines as a kid, she's only lived in Jersey City. And we got married in one of the hotels there on the waterfront. I mean, all these threads were bringing us back to come home. And I've just fallen in more and more in love with Jersey City. I mean, there's a lot of things I can say, but I mean, we've got a lot of diversity that I can give you statistics of the diversity, but honestly, you can just go over there and open your eyes and you'll know that there's all kinds of people over there, you know? And it's just captivated my heart, captivated our hearts to bring this fighting spirit, this loving spirit that I see, that I've been able to witness in Hoboken, and bring that over to Jersey City, to my home, to my neighborhood. You know, there's all kinds of things that kind of mix in with that, because it was a lot of excitement, there's a lot of joy, because I remember growing up in a church where a community of people that gathered together that were completely different. But as a young kid, I remember looking up to a teenager, and then as a teenager looking up to a college kid or a young man or a young dad, and kind of learning what it means to be a man, learning what it is to take care of others around you, to show love to a wife or show love to a kid. There's a gap in Jersey City for that. And so I want to bring that in. I've just been captivated by this idea, this dream, this of bringing the hope of Jesus Christ there, the same way that we're doing here. But I know that, I mean, I'll be honest with you, mixed in with all that excitement is a very real fears that I have about the challenges of it all. I'm under no delusions that it's going to be easy and just fun the whole way through. I mean, Pastor Chris can tell you the challenges that he had in starting this up in Hoboken, and I'm going to face a lot of the similar things going in there. I mean, first of all, how do you bring all kinds of people, diverse backgrounds, together into one room going after one cause? You know, I saw that. I grew up, I mean, my parents are straight from the Philippines. I grew up here in America, and I saw the gap even there. And so how do you come together? But beyond that challenge, how am I going to raise a family in a place that crime and there's real issues of safety that's just a reality? I can't ignore it. It was actually 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to pray with some community leaders, and we prayed in this spot in our neighborhood right by McGinley Square, up Montgomery in Jersey City. And we prayed in this spot where there was a 25-year-old kid who got into some issues, he got shot, and he died right there in the spot. And so these group of community leaders, they get together and they pray for the peace of the city all the time. And I remember being there, it was so close to home, because I literally work four doors away from that spot at a coffee shop. I remember just, this is my neighborhood. I mean, this is not right. This shouldn't be how it is. But beyond that, how am I going to raise my kid here? I remember when Hazel and I, my wife and I, were thinking through where we're going to live, one of the evaluative points that she was thinking was, okay, let's go to a neighborhood where I can see myself pushing a stroller. Let's start there, you know? And there's so much beauty that is there. There's a lot of amazing things that I've been able to see, but the challenges are very real. And I know that throughout this journey that I've been taking, there's been real moments where I've had to literally decide between holding on to safety and security, financial stability, or taking the step that I know I'm supposed to take. Because it's very natural for us, it's very normal for us to kind of retreat and to coil back when we face challenges into places of safety and security and stability. But there's sometimes in our life where there's a step that we know we need to take, but we so easily retreat back into what is safe. But God's been calling me out on that for this whole journey. But it's kind of the ironic thing of living near New York City in this place, because there's tons of people that you meet every day, this may be you, where you just like let go of all of the security and all the safety to come here because you had huge dreams. You come to the big city because you want to make big moves, and you have big dreams of what you want to see in your life. And so you let go of all that stuff because you come here. Because you want to make moves, you want to rub elbows with others who are making big moves and other movers and shakers. You want to learn from them. You want to be around that kind of people. But then time passes. The challenges get more and more real. And then things don't work out as easily as you thought it would. And slowly, more and more, that ambition, that drive that you started out with just kind of fades away. And before you know it, you retreat back and you settle. We see this all the time. Or we come back to a place where I'm going to hold on to this because this is safe. This is something that I know. This is something that I can control. How can I possibly take this step into the unknown? At least this I know I can handle. This I know I can control. But I know for me, as I kind of think through this whole journey that I'm in a part of, I believe that sometimes God has these huge things in front of us, even a small step that he has, that he's challenging us to do, to not just stay in this one place, but to actually take a step. And so as I'm sharing my story with you, I hope that you would kind of think about this for yourself. What's the step that maybe God has in front of you? And what are the things that holds you back. Because there's a lot of people throughout the scriptures who, it was hard for them too. It's a very difficult thing to take a step into the unknown, to step into releasing yourself from security and stability and all these kind of things. And God would step into their story and give them that encouragement and give them that push. Because this is something that I think we can all connect with. But God steps into our story and he has things to say. And so I want to share something in Joshua chapter 1. And it's a very, very personal chapter in my life. One that's been very, very important to me. And you can look in your online program to check out all the verses that we have for today. To scroll through that, it's hobokengrace.info, and to see all the passages. But let me set it up for you. In Joshua chapter 1, we're going to be picking up kind of in the middle of the story in the Old Testament, in the Bible. You see, God had a very, very special relationship with the Israelites, this people group that he just called his own, right? And he made promises to them that, you know what, I'm going to rescue you from where you are, and I want you to be my people in this land. They would call it the Promised Land. And so in the midst of all these things, God is doing incredible, incredible work. And for a lot of it, he's working through a man named Moses. And they're leading them. I mean, this is all these miraculous things. And God's just showing up in powerful, powerful ways. And so they get to a point where they're right on the edge. I mean, they can see the land. They're right there. They're right on the edge of it. They can smell. All their dreams and all their hopes are about to come true. This is an incredible moment. And then their leader, Moses, dies. So then God steps in, because you can imagine all these questions coming up. I mean, how can we possibly take the land now? There's people there. There's things we have to do. This is already challenging with Moses, but now without Moses, how can we possibly do this? Maybe we should stay here. At least we know what we're handling with here. We're not going to take ground the way that we are. We need to think about this. And then God steps in and starts this conversation. Look what he says here in Joshua chapter 1. It says, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. And he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I'm giving them. It's time for you to lead these people. And so Moses is dead, and so what happens? God steps into the conversation, and he probably says something quite unexpected. He looks at Moses' assistant, the other guy that's been there, and he says, okay, Moses is gone, yeah, but now it's your turn. Here's the step for you to take now. Imagine the questions and the doubt that's coming up in that moment. Have you ever been in a situation where you had some big shoes to fill? Have you ever been in a place where, you know what, you look at the task and someone was doing it in spades, and then now it's your turn? How can I be successful? What am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? Look what God says. It says in verse 3, I promise what I promised. I promised you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set foot, you will be on land I have given you. From the Negev wilderness in the south to the Lebanon mountains in the north, from the Euphrates River in the east to the Mediterranean Sea in the west, including all the land of the Hittites, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live. For I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. And he continues in verse 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. And then look what he says. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's this incredible promise that he gives Joshua. It seems like he knew what was going on in Joshua's heart. I mean, we don't hear about it. It doesn't say anything about how he was feeling. But God knew to step into his story and say, you know what, you're up. He didn't just leave him alone in that. He said, it's your turn. Please do this by yourself. No, he said, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not going to fail you. I'm not going to abandon you. He just poured over all these promises on him. because I'm not going to leave you. And actually, don't just kind of coast through. He says, don't be afraid or discouraged. He says, be strong and courageous. And why? Because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And then as Joshua hears this encouragement, the very next verse, he takes that step. He starts commanding soldiers, and they start this whole new adventure throughout the book of Joshua together. He heard the encouragement, and it moved him. He went. I believe that God is saying that same promise to us today. And I don't know what that step is that's in front of you. It might be even just the start of the conversation. Maybe your step is just to say, God, what do you want me to do? Or maybe it's a different type of conversation that you know you have to have with somebody else, and you've kind of been working through and you're not sure. Or maybe in the context of what is going on here in Hoboken Grace and the mission that we're pursuing here, maybe it's a step of baptism and you hear this story and you kind of, maybe you're wondering what that is. Or to jump on one of these teams or the groups, whatever it might be. God is saying to us, he has this promise that we can hold on to. And he's saying, look, I am with you. I'm not leaving you. Take this step with me. I got this whole thing planned. And I don't want you to settle back into safety, into security. I remember in dinner group about a year and a half ago, there was a friend of mine, and things were going really well for him, but he shared this thing, this thought that really challenged me, and I want to share that with you. He said, you know, his marriage was going well, things at home were going really well, and he had a good job, he actually just got a promotion, and he was kind of in this place where he could have leaned back into comfort, but he said he had this fear, and he shared, he said, you know, I have this thought that one day I'll wake up and 50 years would have passed by and I would have nothing to show for it because I didn't take any steps. 50 years would have passed by and yeah, I guess I can see myself living a comfortable life. And yeah, I guess I can see myself. It's a reality for me to envision myself being in a place of security. But in terms of all that is in front of me, I'm terrified that I'll wake up and I would have done none of those things. I wouldn't have made a dent in this world, in the people around me. I don't think God has it in us. I don't think his plan for us is that we would settle back into a safe, comfortable life, and that's our whole life, that's all we do. I think he challenges us into this adventure with him. I think he challenges us into places where we're not comfortable and we can continue to see this journey, this adventure that he has for us. He's saying, you know what? I understand all these things are really important to you and I know they are important. I understand. But he's saying, you know what? Listen, take this step with me. I want to show you some stuff. I want to show you more of who I am. I want to show you more of who you are. Take this step with me. This whole journey that I want to take, I want you to experience, it would start if you would take that step. See, this is a promise that we can hold on to. That he's not saying that you're going to do this alone and this is all that it's going to have for you. But even the promise that the same God that encouraged and inspired Joshua and gave him all those promises is the same God that's here with us today. The same God that wants us to take steps with him. Yeah, the mission is different. I mean, it's not this military conquest to establish a nation. But it's this mission to pursue people, to lovingly pursue people the way that God does. And he has this mission. You know what? The promise that he gave to Joshua is the same promise that we can hold on to. It's the same promise that actually Jesus gave to his closest disciples when he sent them out. In Matthew 28, it's one of the most famous passages where he says, you know what? Now, okay, go and pursue people in my name. Teach them all the things that I've taught you. And he didn't just leave them there. He actually knew to say, look what Jesus said in verse 20. He says, yes, teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you and be sure of this. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. says, be sure of this. I'm with you. I'm not going anywhere. Take this step. Begin this journey with me. Hold on to the promise that he's with you and he's not going to leave you and he's not going to fail you. And I know I say that, and it's still, I mean, it's a tough ask of someone to step into the unknown. You know, I understand. But part of the thing that I've been holding on to in my journey, and I'll share with you in a little bit, is who it is that we're talking about here. Who is the one that's calling for us to trust him? It's not me. He's the one that came in with the promise. And he says he is the one that will be with us, and he's not going to leave us. Romans 8, there's a reflection on this idea of who we're talking about here. In Romans 8, it says, what shall we say about such wonderful things as these? And look what it says. If God is for us, who can ever be against us? Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, why, won't he give us everything else? Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the one who gave everything in his pursuit of us. He didn't hold back. He gave it all. He gave his own son, one who was precious to him. And the author of this is saying, you know what? If God is for us, who can ever be against us? If there is anyone who can have confidence in taking this step, it would be those who would trust in him and his promise. It is a promise that we can hold on to. So as we think about that, I mean, the question kind of changes for me. It's like, why wouldn't I take this step? Whatever it might look like. If he's the one asking, he's the one that's given everything for me and desires for me to be with him, then yeah, let me take this step with him. And in my journey, and let me tell you a little bit of like what that's looked like for me. You know, so I grew up in church and kind of thought I knew everything, and then God blew all that up, and he humbled me to the point where I needed to basically relearn everything. And we got to a point where I was working on staff at a church in the suburbs here in Jersey, and we got to a place, you know what, God seems to be taking us into a new journey, into a new step. And so I didn't know what that looked like, but I began to talk to people. People began to bring up the idea of starting something in Jersey City. And as they said the words Jersey City, there was two things. One, I got super excited because of all the threads of my life that brought me back there. I kind of think, why didn't I live there this whole time? Why did I leave? But at the same time was this fear, these challenges of what that might look like. But the way that God has kind of pursued me and made this in my journey is that he just, okay, take this step. Trust me, I'm not going to leave you. I'm not, you know, take this step. And so we would take this step that brought us to Hoboken Grace. Take this next step. And then that big step for us was to chase Chris down. Actually, I remember he used to do this thing, right? Meet the pastor, and he would like go really fast to wherever he's going. But I remember I chased him down, and I just wanted to ask him, I know you're Hoboken Grace, I understand, but are you looking at Jersey City at all? And that's when he told me, yeah, we're actually going to start a site there in about 4 months. When that Hamilton, what ended up being Downtown Community Church that launched this past year. But it was just, okay, have this conversation. And that, then the next step after that, okay, join the photography team. My wife bought me a camera. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I can try this out. Let me test it out with the teams at Hoboken. Then took that step. Then the next step was, all right, well, jump into dinner groups. Start talking to people. Next step, start looking for apartments. I remember specifically when we decided to move back to Jersey City, that I literally looked back at all that had just happened, and I thought, how did we get here? Where we're moving now? We're looking at a lease. I couldn't believe it. I mean, there was all these things. I had loans. I went to college, and now I have student loans, and I brought 100% of the debt into my marriage, and I just thought, you know, we can stay in this place. We can stay in this apartment that we can afford. It's bigger. You know, it's safe. It's good. Or we can go into a much more costly apartment that was smaller, and you know, it just didn't make sense. But you know what? You're gonna tell me to take this step, I'll take this step. And then we start, you know, fast forward to all these things. We ended up being a part of the church family in Jersey City and seeing some amazing, amazing things. And then the big one, honestly, the biggest one in the past couple of years was I was given this amazing opportunity to learn from like the best in terms of this idea of starting a community, a church community in the New York City area. But I would have to quit my job. That's a big step. I think that one was not like, okay, it was a, Let me think about that one for a bit, you know? Because we went on our anniversary, we went out of town. And I remember all the conversation that we had was just sharing the fear of what this all-in looks like. But then, okay, gotta do this. And then that's what led me to be an intern this past year. And step after step after step, and I'll be honest with you, I have these dreams, I have these visions of what it'll look like. I mean, the beauty and the diversity of Jersey City is incredible. I remember one of the first small groups I started in Jersey City in the same room with me was just amazing. I mean, there was a security supervisor from one of the local high schools sitting next to a VP in the financial corporate world, sitting next to a jobless college student, sitting next to someone who was living in the projects. I mean, it was amazing. And I want to see more and more of that, and then bringing families into this idea of building a community together. So I have these dreams, and I have these hopes, and I'm taking step by step, but to be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly where God's going to take me. But I know that if I hold on to this promise that he's with me, and I will take that step, then that's exactly where I'm supposed to be, regardless of the destination. I just don't want to miss out on this journey with him. And so my question to you is, what is that step that's in front of you? And I want to just hold on to the promise of what God said to Joshua, what Jesus said to the disciples, and remember who it is that we're talking about. That the one who called us to take steps with him, to start these new adventures, to start this journey with him, is one who gave it all for you already. Take this personally, this trust in him. Take it personally, because for me, it's very, very personal, because it's actually based on this verse in Joshua and this whole idea of new beginnings and new adventures. We're naming our first son Joshua, because it's a new adventure type of season in our life, and we're just trusting, and we don't know the destination, but we're taking that step. So would you take the step that's in front of you? He has this amazing journey, and he's not going to leave you alone, but it all begins with a step. My prayer is together that we would start this with him, and whatever, how big or how small it may be, and we just take this journey with him and trusting that he's going to do amazing things and whatever he wants to do, and we can just tag along as he's the hero. We can just go on his coattails and just kind of see these incredible things that can happen. See, for me, in my journey, Pastor Chris took those steps with 5 people, and now this Hoboken Grace exists. It's pushing the message of love of Christ to these people here in this city, and just what it is to love your neighbors. I want to bring that, but for me, it started with a step. Whatever the journey he has for you, it also start with a step. So let's take it. Let's see what he does. Will you pray with me? Father, I thank you for your promise. I thank you for your sensitivity to step into our life when we need you most. I thank you for knowing the realities and the difficulties that Joshua was going to face in the midst of his story. And so you encouraged him and you pushed him. God, you know our story as we sit in this place. You know exactly what's going on. You know the things we're holding on to. And God, you've, for some of us, you've said to us, okay, here's what I want you to do. Take this step. And maybe it's something that we've been talking about, something that we've kind of been walking around and thinking about doing. But you're stepping into our story and saying, you know what? Be strong and courageous in that step. Be bold in that step. For others of us, maybe we don't know. God, would you begin that conversation with us as we take the step towards you of just asking, what do you want me to do? And God, may we hold on to the promises of who you are and the fact that you're not going to leave us, you're not going to abandon us, so we can move through this adventure of life with confidence and courage and boldness. God, may we take this step and see what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.